well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today I'm jumping into something that is slightly inflammatory. I'm going to be dead level honest, just off the rip here. Everything that we're about to talk about here is very heavy, and I mean very heavy. We're going to be talking about the Roblox situation going on, which is insane that that is a situation. I can't believe I'm having to even say that. But here's just the truth and the reality. Everything that we're about to talk about is going to be very, very dark. This is a dark side of humanity here. And this is, it's going to relate to children, to predators. It is very dark. You have been warned. It's really sad. It is genuinely really sad. And this is one of the few times that I have had where I can have a discussion about something in the gaming industry that is related to this kind of thing to this extent. I am being intentionally vague for those who don't want to hear about what this is, but at this point, you've been warned. We're gonna jump into it. Now, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Roblox, that name may mean nothing to you. It may mean everything to you. But Roblox is, at its core, it is a children's video game for the most part. I've always equated it to like a more childlike version of the old game Second Life. If you have ever watched The Office had a stretch talking about Second Life. And basically what I mean when I relate that is like, it's a game where you can go and create lifelike based situations and little maps and stuff like that and kind of live a secondary life. It's very stupid graphics. We're not talking like Minecraft. It's like just blocks, and I guess hence the name, but kind of reminds me of Legos. Now, this game is multifaceted. I can't just say, like, this is Call of Duty. It's a 6v6 first-person shooter. And then, like, okay, that's what it is. Or this is Minecraft, a survival game. Roblox isn't really like that, and that's the tough part. It's more player-based driven on how you interact with it. There's a specific article that I want to start with from 1819 News. Because they give a quick breakdown of it, and then I'm going to give some details. It's early, I need my coffee, bear with me. I want to make something very clear as we get into this. This game has a massive player base, and we're going to get into some details about how and why. It has 9.3 billion registered accounts. It has an active daily user base of 88.9 million. It has 9 million different experiences or maps or things or whatever experiences that you can play through. With groups, custom-made groups, 21.4 million groups. Okay. I'm setting the stage here because what we're about to read is not fully up to date, even though it was a couple of days ago. The scale of Roblox is something that I need to make explicitly clear. So let's jump into this. This is where the rubber meets the road. Popular kids video game Roblox accused of being playground for predators. Covington County father details horrifying experience in lawsuit. Okay. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this, but this is a very good summary of what's going on. An online gaming platform created in 2006 is under fire for allegations of negligence in protecting children from predators. Roblox allows users to select quote-unquote experiences and play games in a virtual world. Users can create their own games and scenarios, making nearly any situation possible. Roblox was created as a platform for children, however adults, including child predators, are also using the platform. I'm going to break here. When it says, however adults, that is true, and I know people who, in the past, have played this game, not because of it being a children's game, but the idea of the way that this game is designed is that it's a custom tailor-made experience based off of what it is that you want to do with the game engine, essentially. I know a lot of Call of Duty players who, for content for their YouTube channel, would go and people would make copies of Call of Duty maps, very popular Call of Duty maps, and they would play with other Call of Duty players as a way to make content for the YouTube channel. So understand that it's not just, this is a Predator site. Like, that's, I get where they're angling at, but this is, with all due respect, this is written from a very non-feet-on-the-ground kind of mentality. This is somebody, and I mean no disrespect here, but this is very evidently somebody who doesn't know video games, who doesn't know this world, and they're trying to gather the facts and information. And to her credit, Erica Thomas, I believe, is the one who wrote this. To her credit, she does a good job weeding the wheat from the chaff, right? So it has to be noted that this isn't just this one giant Predator ring. However, tides are changing. Felt like it was necessary to make that clear. All right. Parents have voiced concerns over the chat feature, claiming it allows users from around the world to communicate with their children. In one case, a Covington County father said his daughter was a victim of a predator. WDHN reported the father filed a lawsuit claiming his 13-year-old daughter met an adult man on the platform. The father said the man sent the girl explicit images of himself, then attempted to rape her after meeting her in person. The girl was able to get away, but had suffered from mental health issues since the incident. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell is suing Roblox for unfair trade practices, negligence, and unjust enrichment, alleging the platform is the perfect place for pedophiles and claiming Roblox users can easily create accounts using fake birthdays. Okay, understand, I'm going to jump in on several parts of this. I want to establish something here. From a platform perspective, yeah, they have a very open-ended platform that is designed to be open-ended. And bad actors have made that a negative thing, where in the past it was a nothing burger. Claiming Roblox users can easily create accounts using fake birthdays. Welcome to the internet. I did that with Facebook when I was 11 behind my mom's back. It is what it is. Like, this is the internet. Let's not twist the reality of nature here to explain away your political grandstanding. And I'm going to be very, very clear, and I'm going to piss some people off. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm probably going to piss you off with some of this. If you cannot separate the fact that the internet exists in a way that you don't understand, you can't sit here and grandstand on it for political votes. That's just the truth. I don't give a rip if this is left or right. I don't know this woman, this attorney general, from Adam and Eve. I don't really care. But what I do care about is of something that I know very well, which is this industry, and the facts are the facts. This is a horrible situation. But this is the same as when a mass shooter happens and everybody goes gun-grabbing mode. Just because you don't understand the situation, or you would rather twist some very negative either deaths or rapes in this scenario to fit your political ideations, I have no patience for that. So I'm going to make that very clear. When she says that they are unjust and it's a perfect place for pedophiles just because users can create accounts using fake birthdays, that is literally every account in human beings' internet history. I can't tell you how many times as a stupid kid I would go and make accounts for something with a fake birthday. I'm fairly certain my own personal Facebook still says I'm like 43 years old. I'm not 43 years old. Some days it looks like it, but it's not the point. That theme is going to come up a lot in this, and I want to make something very clear. I am not defending Roblox, and I'm sure as hell not defending any of this pedophilia ring, because this is getting bad. Bear with me. Let's continue. Due to Roblox's lack of safety protocols, it endangers the safety of the children of Louisiana. Roblox is overrun with harmful content and child predators because it prioritizes user growth, revenue, and profits over child safety. Every parent should be aware of the clear and present danger poised to their children by Roblox so they can prevent the unthinkable from ever happening in their own home. Murrell said, in one game, users can take off their clothes and engage in sex. In one experience, a 7-year-old child was quote-unquote virtually raped. Some experiences offer violent scenarios, such as escapes from prison, strip club fights, and school shooting simulators. Last year in Florida, an infant in Escambia County was seriously injured in his foster home after police said Tara Alexis Skies, 36, contacted her 10-year-old daughter on Roblox. The sheriff's office said Skies instructed the child to drop the baby on the tile floor. Skies was arrested and charged with attempted murder while engaging in aggravated child abuse. Upon further investigation, deputies found Skies also instructed her daughter on how to kill her foster parents by cutting their throats and burning their house down. A 22-year-old Texas content creator spoke out about child abuse he survived after interacting with an older developer. This is how I heard about this. YouTuber Michael Schlepp demanded that... claimed that between the ages of 12 and 15, he was groomed by a Roblox developer who sent him pornography and engaged in sexual conversations with him. Schlepp attempted suicide, and his mother threatened legal actions against Roblox. Years later, Schlepp worked with authorities to place 6 alleged child predators behind bars. Again, gonna jump in here. Schlepp is how I found out about this, and his YouTube channel has exploded because of all of this. And it's an awful situation. Like, genuinely, Schlepp's situation is horrendous, and it keeps getting worse. And Roblox is, for some reason, fighting him. Two things can be true at once. This is an awful situation from people who have found a system and have chosen to abuse it. On the flip side of this is something that was never intended to be this way, but as bad actors do with everything, it was just opened in enough to be exploitable. That's just the truth of the matter. Schlepp talks about this here. There's so many predators on this platform, it's actually unbelievable. After Schlepp went public with his allegations, Roblox served him with a cease and desist letter and banned him from the platform. This is where I start to get pissy, because what are you doing? Roblox sent a cease and desist for saying, hey, your system is open-ended enough that these bad actors have full range of motion to do the things that they're wanting to do. And a cease and desist is... demonic, in my opinion. Anyways, Roblox Chief Safety Officer Matt Kaufman said while the company appreciates feedback, vigilante activity has evolved. Kaufman said in a statement, instead of just reporting on safety issues, vigilantes start impersonating children and actively sought to connect with adult users. Those conversations mimicked inappropriate behavior and actively encouraged other users to connect on other social media and messaging platforms, thus bypassing Roblox's own safety systems. Your safety systems don't work. Kaufman said that the behavior by vigilantes is against the company's terms of use. On multiple occasions, we have found vigilante groups holding their reports to Roblox until after they have coordinated real-life meetups and built their own social media posts. Waiting to report to Roblox or the relevant authorities means alleged bad actors could potentially remain on the platform longer, leaving the community open to additional risk of harm. So, understand the scenario here. Schlepp is saying, hey... similar to, I think there's some guy on Twitter who does something similar. I think his name's like Alex Rosen, if I recall correctly. He's this big dude that goes around. I don't think I follow him, but I think he comes up in my For You page a ton because he gets arrested a ton for doing the real world version of what Schlepp's doing. Except Schlepp, near as I can tell, isn't an idiot, and Rosen kind of is, but in a funny way. Anyways, I don't know the guy from Adam, but point being, Schlepp has seriously... made the point of, like, listen, I get what you guys are saying. You have safety measures in place, but the reality is the safety measures aren't working, whereas Roblox is arguing you're not allowing the safety measures to work, thus keeping these bad actors on the platform for longer. Objectively, I see both sides of it, and also objectively, there's more credit towards Schlepp's side than Roblox's side because their systems are easily exploitable, allowing this to happen. Here's where it gets really weird. Chris Hansen has gotten involved, known for his work on To Catch a Predator and his current show, Takedown with Chris Hansen. Confirmed he's working with Schlepp on investigating activity on Roblox. We're going to do our best to hold them accountable. And this is, again, what really matters here is that when Schlepp got the cease and desist letter, he got Chris Hansen involved. Now, Chris Hansen, especially in this kind of thing, that dude's got a lot of pull. And this is, with respect to everybody involved, Chris Hansen is a great get to help with this. Because there are some people that view his stuff as inflammatory, and there is an argument to be made that he is bringing more light to these people because, hey, I might, if I do this, I might end up on national television. That's a train of thought. I've seen that happen, especially with like mass shooters. I put this on a very similar level. Now, the reality is, regardless of what you think on that, Roblox is not taking steps to rectify the scenario. You get somebody like Chris Hansen, who's built a lifetime career out of this, hey, you might actually be able to investigate this and have something move. Anyways, State Senator Clyde Chambliss, I don't know, introduced two bills in the 2025 legislative session to protect children on electronic devices. Bill 168, which was passed and signed into law, requires manufacturers of certain devices, including smartphones and tablets, to include a filter if the device is intended for use by a minor. This law also provides for liabilities and penalties. Bill 187, was not passed. It would have required app store providers to verify users' ages, affiliate minor accounts with parent accounts, and obtain consent from the parent account holders. He said he'll bring this back in the next session. All right, going to cut in. I'm going to hone in on these two. 186 requires manufacturers of certain devices, including smartphones and tablets, to include a filter if the device is intended for use by a minor. I, as a general rule, do not want the government getting involved, one, in things that they don't know. And by God, they don't know this at all. And with all due respect, the older people that, the demographically older crew that's in Congress, in the Senate, etc., in the House, like these people in a very large margin have no understanding of this world at all. This 186 bill is very similar to what YouTube introduced years ago of the marking, is this content for children? And that's so they can segment that off to the children's side of the app. This is intended to be something similar, but this is taking it a stretch further now that there are children's tablets. I get it. I understand the spirit of it. I think it's very open-ended. And like all things, looking at you, Patriot Act, it has precedence for overreach. Now, Bill 187. It would have required app store providers to verify users' ages, affiliate minor accounts, parent accounts, and obtain consent from the parent account holder. There's two halves of this, and they're trying to sneak this in. This is, again, people either acting, these are senators acting out of bad faith, or they're trying to twist your mentality for votes, because this is not about protecting children in a vast part of this. It would have required app stores to providers to verify users' ages. Okay, understand here that if we're talking about, oh, well, we need to make sure that this content, that they can verify. Just go ahead and put your driver's license and your social number in so we can verify that you are who you say you are. Okay, understand that if you genuinely believe that that is the way to fix problems like this and bad faith actors on the internet, you're wrong. This isn't debatable. You're wrong. It's end of discussion. You are very wrong because this doesn't connect to the root of the issue. This is just government overreach. If you as a parent are looking at this and saying, great, my kid can't get involved in this anymore, it's your fault. It's not the kid's fault. It's your fault. It's not daddy government's job to parent your children. All this does is set a precedent, which we've already seen, again, starting with the Patriot Act, that these types of things are foundational overreach. 100%. If you can't parent your child because you put them on an iPad from the time that they could see, you are to blame here. Now, here's the other half of this. Minor accounts affiliated with parent accounts, I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, this is the same as setting up parental controls on a phone, on a device. I know somebody in high school who was driving a relatively new car, was going 90 in a 35, and that car had parental controls on it. After he got that ticket, his parents put the parental controls. Now you can't go higher than 70, only on highways. It's the same thing. Don't misconstrue this for protection. This is overreach. If you want protection for your children, be a damn parent. That's the end of it. I have spoken about this on numerous occasions. This is going to be a long video. I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be a long video. I have spoken about this on numerous occasions solely because if my parents did the things growing up, I didn't have a smartphone until I was well into high school. I felt like an idiot. And now looking back, my God, I'm so glad they did that. Because the crap I could have gotten into before I even understood what I was looking at, before my frontal cortex had developed enough to even understand this, they had to be, parents. They had to be parents. It's amazing how that works. This horse, I'm tweaking. Holy cow. Let me bring it down. Senate Bill 187 is the perfect example of government doing what government does best, which is manipulating voters. I'm just going to be honest with you, because half of this is actual garbage and actual foundational security overreach. The other half of this is actually a fair point. Minor accounts associated with parent accounts that they can deal with remotely, I have no problem with that. This right here, this section where government gets involved in this entire loop, this right here, understand, is the entire basis of where this whole situation, and I got about 10 tabs pulled up to walk through here. This entire thing, this right here, these two bills are the crux of it, because when government gets involved, things get misconstrued. That's the reality of it. Here's the really sad part. This situation with Roblox, I believe, has gone far enough where, yeah, freaking government needs to get involved, and I hate that. I don't want the government involved in anything. And that's the part that pisses me off the most. And you know how I know I'm right with all of this? And I realize how big of a statement that is, how conceited of a statement that is. You want to know how I know that I'm right? Chambliss, the guy who introduced these two bills, said this. He isn't sure if the bill's passage would have stopped issues with Roblox. There's no silver bullet out there that's going to stop all of this. Furthermore, stated that lobbyists for large corporations such as Google and Apple have hindered the legislative process, making it more difficult to pass bills that protect children. There's just one way to pass a bill and 1,000 ways to kill it, so they work all of those ways. This is harmful politics right here. We're politicians and we know what's best for you. No, you don't. The simple fact of the matter is this problem stems from parents. That's the truth. You can get as mad at me as you want. You're still wrong. If your worry is that, well, my kid has he can access Roblox and he could find this, take him off of it. Don't allow him. You're the parent. Be a parent. I have a friend, a very close friend. He's got kids. One of them loves Roblox. This came out, and he had been monitoring this with Roblox since months, damn near a year, before this ever became a thing. Because he monitors what his kids touch on the internet. If you're going to play this, you're going to play this in the same room as your mom and I. That's how you parent. And you know what happened when all this came out? When the gravity of the situation, when the depth of the situation really became apparent, you're not doing this anymore. I'm sorry, this is going to hurt you, and you don't fully understand it, but I can't risk you. You're my child, and I love you. I just had this conversation because he chose to be a parent. And no amount of crooked, what is his name, Clyde Chambliss's are going to fix this problem through government. Chambliss said the lobbyists talked with lawmakers to convince them a bill should not be passed. Some of them are probably legit reasons. Maybe all of them are legit reasons. But the overall effect is children are being irreparably harmed, so we have to stop it. You understand he's literally admitting to the fact that what he's doing is ball-faced government overreach. He knows that the problem does not need to be fixed by government, but by a culture who gives a rip about its culture. By parents who care about their children. I mean, Look at this. Look at this. I'm going to zoom in here. Train a child up in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is what we're talking about. Just so we're all on the same page here. This is what we're talking about. You have to be a parent. And there is going to be so many people that get pissed off and say, well, you're not a parent. How would you know? Because I grew up in the generation where I needed parents who cared about me to protect me from this. And the same parents who get really pissed off at me because the government needs to get involved. No, you need to get involved. And when you have government openly admitting to the fact that it's just government overreach, that tells you everything you need to know. Roblox has added content categories and now bars users under the age of 13 from direct messaging. In response to Mural's allegations, Roblox released a lengthy statement saying the company does not comment on pending litigation, but addressed that they would call address what they called erroneous claims and misconceptions. Any assertion that Roblox would intentionally put our users at risk of exploitation is simply untrue. No system is perfect, and bad actors adapt to evade detection, including efforts to take users to other platforms where safety standards and moderation practices may differ. We continuously work to block those efforts and to enhance our moderation approaches to promote a safe and enjoyable environment for all users. New safeguards launched in the past year include over 40 new features to protect young users and empower parents. Roblox started as a platform for children, and while 64% of the base is now 13 or over, the platform has rigorous safety features built in, and its policies are purposely stricter than those found on social networks and other user-generated content platforms. The trust and safety team quickly removed quote-unquote Diddy experiences for violating policy, and Roblox said that this is an example of how they address violative material and accounts. And then I have the full statement. This is outdated. I already updated on this, being the daily active users is not correct. It's actually more. China, Qatar, Turkey, and Oman have banned Roblox. Okay. So that's the big thing. I want to point something out before we move on to the next stage of this here. Oh, this just pisses me off. Okay. So Roblox came out in 2006. If you had kids that were old enough to play it at that time, and we're talking about 2025, do that math. Kids that have literally grown up playing on this platform are now well into their teenage years, which means they can do what hormonally driven moronic teenagers do, which is corrupt good things. We were all teenagers at some point. We all did stupid stuff when we were hormonally driven and thought we knew everything. Simple as that. Unfortunately, the reality is, yes, this system, Roblox as a system, has gaps in it. It is a broken system because it didn't adapt with the growth and the adaption, like the adapting of the player base. Well, if you've been doing it your whole life, you're going to learn how to exploit it. That's the reality. A lot of these kids who played this grew up in the same culture where you can be affirmed that you aren't a boy, you're a girl. Well, now I seem to recall something happening a couple of days ago where that exact same thing happened and then they shot up a church. Understand that as bad as Roblox is, and it is bad, there are two sides to this coin, and it's a really crappy coin because on one side, Roblox has not got it figured out, and they have so many vulnerabilities that it actively risks children. That is a fact. That is a fact. On the flip side of this, it's these same children that grew up without parents who would tell them what it means to be safe online or to just be a parent. And where has that brought us? Roblox broke the record for most concurrent users on a platform, peaking at 47 plus million players, surpassing Steam's previous record of over 41 million players. Understand how deep-rooted this issue is. Roblox stock dropped after failing to protect the kids. We'll read their response. The CEO, the same day as the response came out, said, "If you're not comfortable, don't let your kids be on Roblox." And so many people looked at them and went, "How dare you? How dare you say that? Go fix your platform." And yes, they need to go fix their platform. And so many parents I saw in real time go, "Look at that scumbag. He's not taking care of our kids." Do you hear yourself? You're not taking care of your kids. They need to fix the platform. You need to fix your parenting. End of discussion. I had access to the same freaking thing growing up. You know what my parents did? They were parents. I couldn't access any of this. And I may have gotten, somebody picked on me at school because I don't play Roblox. Mom. Yeah, I had days like that because I was a kid and I didn't understand the gravity of where I was at. But you know what? My parents were steadfast and they prayed for me to make it through all of high school, all of middle school. And you know what? I did. And you know what didn't happen? I wasn't groomed on Roblox. Because the avenues of the internet are vastly uncontrollable when you're in them. And yes, developers need to be better. But parents are the first line of defense. You can't sit here and look at this and see the CEO say, "If you're not comfortable, don't let your kids be on Roblox." You can't be offended by that if you're the one who is perpetrating the child being in a situation where they shouldn't be. But that's controversial. No, your ego is fragile. Here's their response. Roblox put out an official response to the Louisiana AG lawsuit. All of this was on the same day. Everything I've read out, August 15th. Roblox has a policy does not comment on pending litigation. However, the company would like to address erroneous claims and misconceptions about our platform, our commitment to safety, and our overall safety track record. Let me zoom in for you. Every day, tens of millions of people around the world use Roblox to learn STEM skills, play, and imagine, and have a safe experience on our platform. Any assertion that Roblox would intentionally put our users at risk of exploitation is simply untrue. No system is perfect, and bad actors adapt to evade detection, including efforts to take users to other platforms. Excuse me. Where safety standards and moderation practices may differ, we continuously work to block those efforts and to enhance our moderation approaches to promote a safe and enjoyable environment for all users. At Roblox, we are constantly innovating safety tools and launching new safeguards. In the past year, Roblox has introduced over 40 new features to protect its youngest users and empower parents and caregivers with greater control, including updated parental controls, stricter defaults for users under 13, and new content maturity labels. Roblox has taken an industry-leading stance on age-based communication and recently introduced new age estimation technology to help confirm a user's age through a simple, quick selfie video. This technology allows us to provide a safer and more tailored online experience for our users by accurately confirming their age and unlocking appropriate features. Read more in this blog post, and it links to that. Roblox started as a platform for children, and while 64% of the user base is now 13 or over, the platform has rigorous safety features built in, and its policies are purposely stricter than those found on social networks and other user-generated content platforms. This includes rigorous text chat filters that block inappropriate language and attempts to direct users under 13 off the platform or solicit personal information. Furthermore, users under 13 cannot directly message others outside of games or experiences unless parental controls are adjusted and direct image sharing between users is prohibited. We dedicate substantial resources to help detect and prevent inappropriate content and behavior. Our community standards set clear expectations for how to behave on Roblox and define restricted experiences. We have both advanced AI models together with a large, expertly trained team with thousands of members dedicated to protecting our users and monitoring 24/7 for inappropriate content. For inappropriate content, our trust and safety team takes swift action, typically within minutes, to address violative material and accounts. Violative material and accounts are removed through AI scans, user flags, and proactive monitoring with a dedicated team focused on enforcement and swift removal. For instance, Diddy experiences violate our real-world sensitive events policy, and we have dedicated team working on scrubbing that content from the platform. In August, we released our latest open source model, Roblox Sentinel, an advanced AI-powered system designed to help protect detect child endangerment interactions early for the faster intervention. Human experts continue to be essential for investigating and intervening in the cases Sentinel detects. This is the exact way AI should be handled, by the way. We know safety is critically important to families, and we strive to empower a community of parents and caregivers to ensure a safe online experience for their children. This includes a suite of easy-to-use parental controls to provide parents with more control and clarity on what their child's, on what their kids and teens are doing on Roblox. Parents can block or limit specific experiences based on content maturity levels, block or report people on their child's friend lists, see which experiences their child is spending the most time in, set daily screen time and spending limits. Family and caregivers can find resources here, yada yada. Boy, it's funny. I recall Facebook doing this 15 years ago. Any of you complaining about this? Are you complaining about Facebook? Anyways, Roblox collaborates with law enforcement, government agencies, mental health organizations, and parental advocacy groups to create resources for parents and to keep users safe on the platform. Through vigorous global outreach, we've developed deep and lasting relationships with law enforcement at the international, federal, state, and local levels. For example, we maintain direct communication channels with organizations such as the FBI and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children for immediate escalation of serious threats that we identify. We proactively report potentially harmful content, which is the designated reporting entity for the public. This goes on to say they've submitted almost 25,000 in reports in 2024. Okay, this goes on for a while, so bear with me. In addition, Roblox maintains relationships from multiple child safety organizations. Roblox has partnerships with over 20 leading global organizations that focus on child safety and internet safety. Okay, safety is one of the most important challenges facing the online industry today. We strongly believe the industry needs to work together to move the needle on safety, which is why we actively collaborate cross-industry to provide others with better tools. For detecting grooming in chats. We've been an active member of the Tech Coalition. We joined Lantern. They just say what they're part of. They joined the Robust Open Online Safety Tools Initiative. We aim to create one of the safest online environments for users. A goal is not only core to our founding values, but contrary to certain assertions, with one we believe is critical to our long-term vision and success. We understand there is always more work to be done. Okay, time out. Yes, clearly they have things here that are actively in place and good to protect children. Here's just the bottom line of it. They have a lot of good stuff. At its core, Roblox actually has a lot of really good safety initiatives and things like that built into the game. Their AI and stuff like that, along with the human element, is fantastic. Here's the bottom line that nobody likes to have the conversation about. They have about 2,400 employees. Not all 2,400 of these employees are going to be actively online working alongside the AI. That's not how it works. You don't have your CEO and your developers and all this. Like, that's very obvious. The reality is the platform has grown so big it's out of their control. When you have 89 million people on a daily basis, how are you going to police that? You have to set systems up to do it for you. That's also going to piss some people off. Okay, this is not me giving excuses to Roblox, but people need to understand the scenario. It's too big to be controlled entirely at this point. That's just the reality. And so many people, again, are going to get so mad and say, they need to do something. You need to do something. Yes, Roblox needs to do more because their system, even for all of this, is pretty awful. It's pretty terrible. And it's horrific. The stuff that's happening is genuinely horrific. But this is the same crowd saying they need to take care of it, not me, or the same crowd that stand by the whole cyberbullying thing. If you're being cyberbullied, Let me just show you. There's this thing at the bottom of the screen. If I pull it up, I can shut my computer off. Wow, would you look at that? Understand, I am not openly trying to be a jerk about this. But we need to have some level of objectivity in this. Government is not helping. So if you think that the government way of helping this is going to help, you're wrong. We know this. And if you don't believe me, might I introduce you to the Patriot Act, where all of our current big brothering on the internet is coming from? It's just so, it's such a clean example of how our culture has degraded to the degree where they just, so many people want the world to do it for them, whatever it may be. This is a truly terrifying and horrifying scenario. And I hope not a single one of these incidents ever happen again. But the reality is you have 90 million children, players, people with unfettered access that will, to some degree, be in that situation. And it's the same as the gun grabbing thing. Well, then you just shouldn't have access to it. Well, the guns aren't the problem. Roblox has problems. Their system has problems. You be a parent and you don't have to worry about those problems. It's so uncomplicated. This whole scenario is so uncomplicated. But nobody wants to be responsible. By being a responsible parent, you're going to teach your children responsibility. And they will do like I did and look back and go, man, I'm so glad my parents took the initiative and kept me safe. Funny how that works, isn't it? It's almost as if you train up a child the way he should go, he will never depart from it. That seems to have come from a book. Ah, the Bible. Funny how that works, isn't it? And yes, I understand this is coming with a very heavy level of condescension. I don't care. Roblox has severe, horrific problems. But if you are choosing to let your child be a part of those problems, where does the fault really lie? I believe it's as simple as that. Well, I hope I hope you enjoyed getting pissed off at me for, 40-something minutes at this point. Again, I don't really care. This is the prime example of parental involvement in the gaming industry. And so many people look at this and go, well, games just shouldn't be a thing if it's going to be like this. And I have so little patience for that argument. Because it's such a pathetic removal of responsibility, because everything in this world requires some level of parental guidance when you're a child. This just is so uncomplicated. This whole situation is so indicative of so many bigger issues with our society and our culture. You can sit here and say Roblox needs to be shut down for allowing this. To say that they're allowing it is a really heavy statement. They're saying we have done what we have done and we are continuing to do what we can to mitigate this. But the reality is there's 90 million users on this platform. And it's 64% of those are children. And those 64% are the ones at risk for becoming victims. And that's horrifying. That's horrifying. But this is the same thing as, well, guns don't shoot people, first of all. But we gotta get rid of the guns. Yeah, and the spoons made you fat. No, your lack of responsibility and nobody in your ear saying, hey, you can be better than that. That's how you rectify this. I'm a girl now. No, you're not. Congratulations. Have a good day. We have relinquished control of our society. And therefore, society is controlling us. End of discussion. I'm going to leave it. Thank you all for watching. As always, Birdman here. Enjoy being very mad for the rest of the day. Or not. Maybe some of you agreed with this. I hope so. Really hope so. I'm going to leave it at that. As always, Birdman here. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'll see y'all next week.